In a few hours, there will be a cloud of spinning caps and tassels. It's graduation day. Last year, we featured stories from youth in the program who were older than their peers, who had remained resilient and were graduating high school late. This time, our eyes are on an early bloomer.
My name is Justavis Monique Brooks, and I go to Northern High School. I'm 16. I'll be graduating.
Usually when we imagine someone graduating high school at 16, we think privileged. Imagine the upper echelon student groomed since he or she was a child. But for Justavis, the path has not been predestined or paved with entitlement. And her early success is a product of hard work and a bit of chance.
Since my birthday is like right after the school year starts, they went ahead and placed me up a year early. And then moving around a lot, I went from Virginia to Pennsylvania, going from 7th grade to 8th grade. But when I got to Pennsylvania, I found out that I was way ahead of everybody else. And I told my mom, I was like, look, mom, I love you, but I'm not repeating the same stuff over. I'm not.
She finally landed in Durham, where she finished up high school.
Now I live at home with my grandma, my two little sisters, my oldest cousin, and her two kids.
It's a full house, and Justavis sees herself as a role model for her relatives. But when the stage cradles her smile this afternoon, she won't just be representing the family members that she sees on a regular basis, but also those who have been lost. Her big brother Ralph was shot and killed when she was a 5th grader. She wrote a poem about it in our class.
People like me, we don't sit around making blankets and love baskets to ship overseas because our war is right here in our neighborhoods. Sons and daughters are being shot at. Brothers are being used for target practice when they walk out to the mailbox, and every single inch outside your home is a danger zone. Our only problem is we can't always locate the enemy.
Justavis's big brother lived with her dad at the time of his death. She imagines Ralph will be on her father's mind as he watches her graduate today.
I want to share the poem with my dad, but at the same time, I know how my dad is. He's really emotional, and I hate seeing my dad cry, but I know the poem will make him cry, but also I know it's one of the things he needs to hear. So I'm hoping when he hears it that he can find some closure, because writing it was my closure.
Graduation is a day for moving on. For Justavis, she's heading off to college with a scholarship to attend Mary Baldwin in Virginia.
A lot of my family members graduated from high school, but not a lot of them actually go off and go to college. So for me to be doing it so young, I think it hopefully will spark something in all of my other cousins so that they can go back to school and finish school. And I want to set a goal for my little sister.
She's already having an effect.
My little sister Deja, she got skipped up grade 2. So I'm like, yay, following in big sister's footsteps.
I'm Kane Smego.